USA advance to visit Greenland as Trump talks of acquiring island. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 23, 2025. Second Lady USA advance is set to visit Greenland this week as President Donald Trump has continued to offer to make the Arctic island a part of the United States. In a press release posted to the Second Lady's X account, it was revealed that Vance would be visiting Greenland with one of her sons. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Energy Secretary Chris Wright will also be traveling to Greenland, officials told the New York Times. While in Greenland, Vance will visit historical sites, learn about Greenlandic heritage, and attend the Avannaataqui Mussorsuv, Greenland's national dog sled race. On Thursday, March 27, 2025, Second Lady USA advance will travel to Greenland with her son and a United States delegation to visit historical sites, learn about Greenlandic heritage, and attend the Avannaataqui Mussorsuv, Greenland's national dog sled race, the press release said. The race brings together approximately 37 mushers and 444 dogs in a remarkable display of speed, skill, and teamwork. Per the New York Times, Waltz will tour a U.S. military base, and Wright is expected to join him. Separately, Michael Waltz, the National Security Advisor, is expected to tour a U.S. military base, two U.S. officials said. Chris Wright, the Energy Secretary, is expected to join him, according to another person with knowledge of the visit. As the Trump administration increases its focus on Arctic security in the Western Hemisphere, Ms. Vance and the delegation are excited to witness this monumental race and celebrate Greenlandic culture and unity, the press release continued. They will return to the United States on Saturday, March 29, 2025. Watch, Why Greenland? Trump outlines why annexation of Greenland is crucial for United States. As Breitbart News reported, in December 2024, Trump announced that Ken Howery was his pick to serve as the next U.S. ambassador to the Kingdom of Denmark. Trump also announced that the U.S. taking control of Greenland was necessary for purposes of national security and freedom throughout the world. Since Trump's announcement, several Danish officials have dismissed the idea of Greenland becoming a territory of the U.S. Greenland's Prime Minister Mette Hegede also responded to Trump's offer of the U.S. taking control of the Arctic island, stating that Greenland is not for sale and would never be for sale. At the beginning of March, in a post on Truth Social, Trump vowed to invest billions and to create new jobs in Greenland if the people decided to join the U.S.